From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For the buskers, or street musicians playing the platforms of Boston's subway, this holiday season might call for more mournful tunes than usual, perhaps something like this.
This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
In just over a week, December 8th, new rules from the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority will dictate just what instruments can be played and how loudly. From member station WBUR in Boston, Sean Cole reports.
With apologies to Don McLean, December 8th would not be the day the music died in Boston subways. It would merely be the day it became severely disabled. There are more than two dozen rules on the MBTA's new policy sheet, including that the musicians must wear photo ID badges and be neat in appearance. But what's getting the most attention is the last sentence of Rule 11, which basically says, no amplifiers. Now, this is going to require a little audio aid. Without amplification in the subway, this is going to sound like this. And this.
There's so many things I've got to tell you.
Is going to sound like this.
Love. There's so many things I've got to tell you.
Essentially, the MBTA, or T for short, determined that amplifiers were drowning out its overhead public address system. This is after an anti-terrorism task force suggested an all-out ban on musicians in the subway. But the T's general manager thought that was too severe, so they're banning amps instead. Amps, drums, trumpets, and trumpet-like instruments, and electric instruments of all kinds. Needless to say, the subway musician community is freaking out. They've enlisted the help of state legislators and the ACLU. Most of them have petitions laid out next to their tip jars. Veteran street musician Stephen Baird is leading the opposition. He says he's been fighting for buskers' rights in Boston since 1972.
Entire art forms from bebop to rap singing, they're all invented on the street. When the slaves were emancipated, they weren't allowed in the clubs. Louis Armstrong was playing the street. When the immigrants came, like Irving Berlin, he played on the streets.
But you're talking about the street, not the subway.
Oh, it's streets, subways, same thing. It's subways is just the underground street.
Which is exactly what it's not, according to MBTA spokesman Joe Pesaturo.
We are a transit system first. Concert venue, probably last.
Pesaturo is loath to spell out what might constitute an emergency situation in the subway. He says the T has staged emergency drills in the past, pretending that bad guys had released poison gas or had caused two trains to crash into each other. But he also says that security isn't the only reason for the new rules.
Over the years, we've gotten complaints and customers have expressed concerns about certain musicians and the level of the music, so this was the right time for us to look at the entire program, and that's what we did.
By way of illustration, Pesaturo gave me three emails he'd received from passengers complaining about musicians in the T. Two of the emails were about the same musician, a slide guitar player who calls himself Roland Tumble. Get it? Roland Tumble? Anyway, the emails accused him of screaming obscenities at passengers because they didn't give him any money.
One, please. Thanks.
Heading back down into the subway, I happened to run into Roland at Porter Square Station in Cambridge, and I showed him the complaints. He said they were partly true.
I used to say to crowds that had clapped and that were walking off without tipping, I used to say, "F you very much." That often got double takes and tips from people who had already turned away. And the only reason I stopped using it was I came up with a line that worked better.
Which is what?
Well, the short version was have a very cheap day, and the long version was have a very cheap stay in Boston, and please go somewhere else next year.
As Roland played, a passenger came up and threw money in his guitar case, gave him a one-woman ovation when he was done, and then signed his petition. She said she hadn't heard about the new rules, but with all the local media coverage of the story, a lot of people have. Over the course of 2 days, I spoke with 15 T riders, an unscientific poll at best. All of them said they liked the music in the subway, or at least didn't mind it. One said he was, quote, for the music, but against the amplification. Most of them said they thought the T's main reason for banning amplifiers didn't hold water.
I can never understand the overhead announcements anyway.
There's a lot of ugly noise.
Boy, I'm trying to think of a time when the overhead message was something that was important.
To bring you an example of what these overhead announcements sound like, I stood around on subway platform after subway platform, holding my microphone in the air and looking like an absolute doofus. Finally, I received this message from on high. It's only fair to note that some of the announcements are a lot clearer than this one. With not much time before the new rules go into effect, throngs of subway musicians recently packed themselves into a tiny Cambridge restaurant for a powwow.
What I would love to do is just to go around the room and have people introduce themselves. Just say your name. Just say if you're a musician or
one performer
singer,
told the group she'd just quit her day job to play the streets and subways full time. Another said he had a song about how cool the MBTA is and was thinking of changing the lyrics. Some had been playing in the subway for just a few months. Others had been doing it a lot longer than that.
My name is Michael Wright. I'm a jazz chromatic harmonica player. I've been playing in the subway since 1976.
And, tucked in a corner of the room was musician Mary Lou Lord, a nationally known singer-songwriter who, like Tracy Chapman before her, got her start on the streets and in the subways of Boston. I caught up with her after the meeting.
I started playing music in the subway when I started playing music. You know, so if I hadn't had the ability to play in the subway, I never would have began. I never would have started. And I've had a very, very good run.
Do you think that you would... You said you had 5 albums?
Yeah.
Do you think you would have albums out if it weren't for playing in the subway?
If it weren't for the subway, I wouldn't have much. The end.
But it's not the end. The musicians plan to keep fighting against the new rules, and the T plans to start enforcing them a week from Monday. Though it's also planning to discuss both sides of the issue with a local legislator next week who's sympathetic to the musicians. In my travels through the subway tunnels of Greater Boston, I came across one musician who was already kind of abiding by the new rules. It was at Park Street Station, on the Red Line platform that separates the inbound and outbound trains. This guy who looked like the bastard child of Elvis Costello and Ron Howard was playing a gleaming steel-bodied guitar. No amp. Being an acoustic musician in the subways of Boston these days, you're bound to be a magnet for the media, which, of course, includes me.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
How long is this going to take? Because people from the press have been coming up every 5 minutes.
It's okay.
I need to play, you know.
Yeah.
So what could I do? I let him play. For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole in Boston.